This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, a teenager is under arrest in connection to a murder in Pueblo. 19-year-old Gabriel Santiago is accused of shooting and killing a man in the 1000 block of Elm Street back on April 7th. A warrant was issued for Santiago's arrest and he was taken into custody earlier today. He's charged with first-degree murder. We're learning more information about a deadly car wreck in Pueblo. It happened last Friday on West Northern Avenue near Bessemer Park. Police say a white sedan crashed head-on into a truck. They say the car was stolen and was driving recklessly at high speeds with the headlights off. A 13-year-old and a 17-year-old were killed. A third person in the sedan suffered life-threatening injuries. A 7-year-old boy is now the 10th homicide here in Colorado Springs so far this year. Police believe he was killed by Christopher Rail, who then took his own life. Both bodies were found Friday morning in an apartment near Dublin and North Union Boulevards. Officers updated the murder-suicide Monday, but are holding off on detailing how the 48-year-old is related to the boy, only confirming they knew each other. Plans to build more than 200 apartment homes in Colorado Springs are moving ahead. The city's planning commission voted in favor of the request to rezone land near North 30th Street and West Garden of the Gods Road. The project also includes a clubhouse and about 350 parking spaces. Now it's in the city council's hands. A new state law is allowing more people to live under one roof. Governor Polis signed a bill Monday, calling it a bold step to cut red tape. He says this will let Coloradans stay in the communities they choose near jobs and transit hubs.
Today we are going to end a discriminatory policy in Colorado.
It means that people aren't going to have to live in fear of being evicted, and it means that there are going to be more affordable housing options for people.
The last comment came from Eric Budd, a Boulder-based community activist pushing for the change. Previously, local governments were allowed to set occupancy limits for people who were not related to each other, no matter the size of the house. There are a few exceptions, such as fire codes. The DOJ will be getting some help from prosecutors here in Colorado to handle complaints against the airlines. Complaints involving things like refunds and lost luggage. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Every year, the federal government is inundated with consumer complaints about the airlines. Under a new partnership, Colorado's Attorney General will be able to investigate travel complaints made in Colorado to take them off the federal plate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Denver International Airport.
It's so important for us to have allies and resources to augment that small but mighty federal team that handles all of that.
Colorado's AG will be allowed to investigate and resolve consumer complaints against airlines. Alex Stone, ABC News.
DOJ officials say they hope other states will agree to similar partnerships so travel complaints can be handled faster. The search is over for an escape inmate in Bent County with ties to Colorado Springs. He took off from a hospital in La Junta Thursday night and was arrested at a different hospital 4 days later in New Mexico. The sheriff says Ronald Collier overpowered a deputy after taking some medical tests and was not handcuffed to the gurney. He promised that won't happen again and confirmed security will be increased during emergency transport. And finally, Super Bowl-winning NFL star Travis Kelce is making another move into entertainment. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The Fox TV game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Was originally hosted by comedian Jeff Foxworthy, then John Cena in a short run on Nickelodeon, and now a new version on Prime Video called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Will be hosted by Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, his first time fronting a TV show. Kelce currently co-hosts a wildly popular podcast with his brother. We're told contestants won't be competing against the celebs, but using a classroom of stars to help them answer questions. Grand prize, $100,000. Amazon has ordered 20 episodes. No word when we'll see it. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. Our low pressure center that brought some of the rain showers last night is moving away from the state of Colorado, and it is still causing some strong winds across the eastern plains. But as that low pressure center lifts across the Midwest, it will start to allow our winds to die down. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 30s and 40s. It'll be a beautiful day on Wednesday as highs bounce back in the 60s and low 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.